Welcome back, folks. One thing that's kind of hard to deal with when it comes to all of these problems all cropping up all around the world, it almost feels easier to expect somebody else to do it, right? Like right now, we talked about it a little bit last week, but Japan has, for completely inexplicable reasons, decided to, for the first time in their entire history, open up their island to mass resettlement of, in this case, Muslims, of all things. And there is a perfect one-to-one ratio. I mean, the two lines are identical if you map the number of mosques in Japan to the number of Shinto shrines being burned. It is literally directly aligned, like really to a almost comical degree. And again, if you get into the history of Japan, it's crazy. Like literally God has intervened multiple times to make sure that Japan was not taken over. The story of Genghis Khan and the Mongols, two times they tried to invade Japan. I think it was two times. And both times, they were wiped out by, like, tornadoes in the ocean. Two times. The Mongols. They took everywhere over. Two times they try to get into Japan, and they get completely wrecked. Although, I think the second time, the samurai were prepared and fought them. But regardless, it's like, you're telling me that you guys have fought to and did it successfully. I mean, they were a locked down, totally set apart landmass forever. And then all of a sudden, they get this prime minister that is a MAGA fanatic. She comes to America. She has a dinner with Alex Karp and Miriam Adelson. And suddenly Japan decides to open up its borders to Muslims. And they start burning Shinto shrines. Then you have another phenomenon that you see elsewhere other than Japan, but here in America, where Japanese newspapers are withholding the identity of the people who destroyed the shrine. So there'll be an article saying copper plates were stolen from this shrine. They don't say stolen by Pakistani gangs and sent back home. So the media is covering up who's doing the damage. But even so, they're trying to build a mosque just outside of Tokyo right now. And there was a giant protest to stop the building of the mosque. And you see, just like you see in every Western country, phalanxes of police, in this case, you know, the Japanese police, lining up to fight their own people to force the implantation of a mosque. And so again, maybe it's easy for me to offload this onto the Japanese. Yeah, a Japanese cemetery, Hokkaido, was recently desecrated with over 58 gravestones toppled. While the perpetrators are currently unknown, many Japanese online have pointed to the significant rise in Pakistanis in Hokkaido as the potential cause of the desecration. Oh, you don't say. No, you don't say. Again, just go to Japan for like 3 hours. You'll be like, these people, what? Leave these people alone. You need to leave them alone. But you're not going to be left alone. So the Japanese need to fight. Like, actually fight. Like, the thing to understand, the thing to realize is that they're going to do whatever they can do. I'll show you more videos on the other side of what's happening in the Netherlands, just like it's happening in the UK, just like it's happening in Ireland. You have the Dutch police brutalizing any civilian that merely states their opposition to the full-fledged replacement of native Dutch with hostile foreigners. And so at a certain point, you have to realize, like, they don't care. They don't care about your protests. They don't care about your votes. They're going to do what they can. They're going to do what you let them do. And if you don't want Muslims taking over Japan, there's one way you stop them. You make them scared to come, and you make your government scared to bring them. That's it. That's the only answer. Do you think?